The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought by Wallace D. Wattles, read by Beau Bridgewater. A follow-up here. Can you answer these questions on the science of getting rich? These questions constitute a thorough examination on this book and a complete outline of the science of financial success. Write out the answer to each question with thoughtful consideration. As far as possible, do so without consulting the book, making sure that you have the principles and practices of the science thoroughly fixed in your memory. Then, reread the chapters and correct your answers. This practice will help you immeasurably in the recognition, realization, and application of this book's principles. Chapter 1. Question 1. Show that the right to life includes the right to be rich. Tell why in full. Question 2. Is it right to be content with honest poverty? If not, why not? How rich do you want to be? Question 3. Explain what a complete life is and show how riches are essential to complete living. Question 4. In which department of your life, body, mind, or soul, do you feel the greatest lack? Questions for Chapter 2. Number 1. What causes the ownership of money and property? Question 2. Prove that getting rich is not a matter of environment. Number 3. Prove that getting rich is not the result of superior talent. Number 4. Prove that getting rich is not the result of saving or thrift. Number 5. Prove that getting rich is not the result of doing things that are neglected or overlooked by others. Number 6. Prove that doing things in a certain way is not too difficult to follow. Number 7. Show how much location is important to getting rich. Questions for Chapter 3. Number 1. Show that opportunity cannot be monopolized. Number 2. Prove that the world's workers have their future in their own hands. Number 3. What is meant by the invisible supply? Questions for Chapter 4. Number 1. How does thought create from the formless substance? Number 2. What is man and what power has he? Number 3. Repeat the summary from page 22. Do you understand it? Do you believe it? Can it be proved? Here's the summary. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. Question number 2 again was, do you understand it, do you believe it, and how can it be proved? Question number 4. What is the basic fact behind all appearances? Question number 5. What must you do and what must you believe if you are to practice the science of getting rich? Questions for Chapter 5. Number 1. Prove that God wants you to get rich and tell why. Question number 2. Why is it essential for your purpose? Why is it essential that your purpose should harmonize with the purpose of the supreme power? Second part, what is the purpose of the supreme power? Question number 3. Why can you help others more by making the most of yourself than in any other way? Question number 4. What is the difference between creation and competition? Question number 5. Explain why God has made plutocrats and monopolists. Question number 6. Why don't riches gained on the competitive plane cause happiness? Question number 7. How are you to keep from falling into the competitive mind? Questions for Chapter 6. Number 1. Explain the difference between use value and market value and show how one can make a profit without robbing another. Question number 2. If you have wage earners in your employ, what can you do to atone for the unfairness of the wage system? Question number 3. Can you cause things to be formed directly from the atmosphere by thought? How can you cause creation? Explain the process. Question number 4. Is it a mistake to ask for a modest competence when you can use more? Questions from chapter number 7. Number 1. What are the 3 steps by which you enter into relationship with the supreme power? Question number 2. Explain why and how gratitude keeps you in close touch with God. Question number 3. Explain the operation of the law of action and recreation. Number 3. Explain the operation of the law of action and reaction. Question number 4. Read the 4 Gospels with a special view to studying the attitude of Jesus towards the Father and say what you think of it. How does it compare with the attitude suggested by this book? Question number 5. Why should you fix your mind on the best? Question number 6. Explain the relation between gratitude and faith. Question number 7. Explain why and how all things are good. Questions for chapter number 8. Number 1. What is the most important thing to do to make an impression on the thinking substance? Question number 2. What is the difference between the dreamer and the person who uses the imagination scientifically? Question number 3. Give your idea as to what constitutes a scientific use of the imagination. Question number 4. Are you working with faith and purpose? Questions for chapter 9. Number 1. Tell in your own language why you have no right to apply your willpower to other people. Question number 2. Can you compel the things you want to come to you by exerting willpower? If not, why not? Question number 3. Can you keep your mind thinking as you want it to think? If not, what hinders you? Question 4. Tell how positive and negative impressions are made on the formless substance. Question number 5. What should be your attitude toward poverty? Questions for chapter 10. Number 1. What about telling others how your past troubles? What about telling others about your past troubles? Number 2. Explain the use of the will in properly directing the attention. Questions for chapter 11. Number 1. Why is it impossible to get rich by thought without personal action? Why is it impossible to get rich by thought without personal action? Number 2. What must you do if you are in the wrong business or location? Number 3. How should an employee proceed to get a better job? Questions for chapter 12. Number 1. How much should you try to do each day? Why? Number 2. What is the cause of evolution? Number 3. How can you make each act efficient? Number 4. Do you feel that you are acting efficiently now? If not, why not? Number 5. What is said in this chapter about the vision? Questions for chapter 13. Number 1. If you have a pronounced talent for some particular business, what should you do? Number 2. In what way are faculties like tools? Number 3. What is desire? How does the desire to do a thing prove that you can do the thing? Number 4. What should you do when tempted to act hastily? Questions for chapter 14. Number 1. Why do all people desire increase? Number 2. What assurance should you seek to convey to others? Number 3. What temptation is spoken of? How much power do you want? Why do you want power? Questions for chapter 15. Number 1. What impression should the professional person seek to give? Why? Number 2. What should a worker do who is where there is no visible chance for advancement? Number 3. What would happen to a company if a few thousand of its employees entered the certain way? Chapter 16. Number 1. show why existing governments do not keep the people in poverty. Number two, what will accomplish the economic salvation of the masses? Number three, what about planning for future emergencies and obstacles? Number four, give the scientific reason for refusing to worry. Number five, what are you to do if what you want does not come when you expect it? Give the reason. Number six, what about tasks which look too great for your ability? Chapter 17, questions. Number one, give in your own words a summary of the science of getting rich.